Today's gospel picks up right after last week's gospel. So if you're reading the gospels ahead of time and are reading through the Bible, it just follows verse after verse. So the child is still in their midst. So last week we heard that Jesus was listening to the 12 arguing among themselves who's the greatest. And they were doling out cabinet positions of Jesus without consulting Jesus. Then to top it off, Jesus brings in a child and says, "Whoever receives one like this child in my name receives me." Jesus was taking the least person, a child who in that day was expendable. Times have not changed much. And said, "You must accept this child. Then you must serve this child to be truly great." Today, Jesus tells us to reject. That to reject a child, to turn him away, is a great sin. He says that to reject a child, to mislead a child away from God, is a very bad thing. So bad that if you're going to reject a child and keep him from God, it is better to have a great weight placed around your neck and thrown into the sea. This is serious business. Unfortunately, the mafia also took this to heart in dealing with their traitors. They called it wearing concrete shoes and swimming with the fishes. There was no coming back from that. The first reading in the gospel have a common theme of a calling to service. In Numbers, we see two people of the 70 who had been chosen who didn't show up for the commissioning ceremony Moses had. Yet while Moses is blessing the 68, two are back in camp and they're prophesying. On a side note, the two named Eldad and Medad are named in the Bible, while the 68 who showed up are long forgotten to antiquity. God's called 70, 70 served. Moses acknowledges that the two are legitimate, not because he said so, but because God gave them his spirit, the same as the others who had shown up for the ceremony. In the gospel, someone is driving out Jesus, driving out demons in Jesus' name, who is not following us. Oh no, they are offended because this person is not following Jesus? No, the person is doing it in Jesus' name, clearly following Jesus. The person was not following us. Our feelings are hurt. Remember, they had just been arguing over who is the greatest, and now this someone has passed them by in faith and action and driving out demons. This someone might just take an office in the new kingdom that I want. Clearly, not one in the in-group. We see this happen again later in Acts when a hunter-killer of Christians named Saul is called to follow Jesus. The 12 are now ready to accept an outsider to enter in. So who is called to serve the children? And who are the children? We are all called. These children, those with children might remember the words of your child's baptism. You have asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you are accepting responsibility of training him, her, in the practice of faith. It is your duty to bring him, her up, to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us by loving God and our neighbor. Do you understand what you are taking? Parents, we are clearly called to raise our children to be followers of God through our vows at their baptism. Additionally, godparents, are you ready to help the parents of this child in their duty as Christian parents? And the reply is, we are. Then we as a congregation, if it's a baptism during Mass, welcome the family and proclaim, we will help as well. We're all on the hook. We go through similar rites for our CIA candidates, confirmation candidates, seminarians, and even in marriage couples needing mentoring. We are all called to help with all the children. It takes a family to raise a child. It takes a village to raise an orphan. But through baptism, we all are united into God's family. We are one family in Christ the Lord. Who are the children of the Lord? We all are. The little children are easy to spot. They're the cute ones. But then come the children of the heart. RCIA candidates aren't so cute as babies and often are mature and look like they know or have always been followers in the church. Confirmation candidates, usually teenagers. And marriage prep couples and married couples. We are children to each other, leading and being led, sometimes helping, sometimes being helped. We, the congregation, seminarians and deacons are children to our pastors. Pastors are children to the bishop, and bishops, children to the pope. But all the time, we are each children of God, the adopted sons and daughters brought into the family of God by Jesus Christ. The training up of children in the way of the Lord has been a long-standing tradition in the church. The acceptance and love of the children, the support of the parents, have all been long-standing traditions of the church. The old cathedrals and churches had mosaics, paintings, statues, stations of the cross, crucifixes, and stained glass windows, telling the stories of saints and the Bible, so those who could not read could see and remember what had been taught to them. Art, yes. Beautiful, yes. But art with a purpose to teach, not to just be aesthetically pleasing. The Bible was thus opened to all, not just an elite few who could read. Contrary to what is said in modern history about the Bible's accessibility in antiquity. But it was open to the masses. To lead children to the Lord is a great gift. In order to lead children to God, there is need for children. In Jesus' time, children, especially orphans, had no status, no rights, their only hope, adoption by a family member, their next hope, slavery. And after that, starvation on the streets. We tend to try and trivialize the plight of street children of the past with stories that glamorize their life, like Aladdin, The Jungle Book, all making the prospect of being alone in the world an adventure with a happy ending. Rarely was there a happy ending. Then one day, out of the blue, a Hebrew itinerant preacher took a child, held it close to himself, and said, "This child and all like it are special, and you, my followers, are to serve those like him in my name. And if you don't help, or worse, hinder one like him, it would be better if you had never been born." Very strong words from a loving God. One of the things Jesus is saying is that all human life is important. But more than this, we must step in, nurture, and help this new life to grow, specifically to bring this and every person to Jesus, to help teach, nourish, and raise this child into a follower of Jesus.